Lord, we praise you and thank you that you brought us here. We pray that you reveal Zion unto us. It's so wonderful. The Lord is King over this whole earth. In the first session this morning, it was made clear to all of us that it's the Lord who is reigning, who is ruling. When we look into this world and see the news, what do you think? Who is reigning? Who is ruling? But here in Zion, we see God's ruling. God brought us here to show us His ruling, His reigning. It's He who has everything in His hands. It's not mankind or Satan, but God, the Lord of hosts. He is ruling over this whole earth. And how is He ruling? From where does He reign? He is ruling out of Zion. He has chosen Zion to reign out of her. Isn't that precious? That's why we like to talk so much about it, because it's about God's rule over this whole earth. His ruling, or this dominion, is actually in the hands of the evil. The Bible says the whole world is in the hands of evil. And that's what we see today. But it will not remain like that. Because the Bible also says the earth is the Lord's and all that pertains to it. The earth belongs to God and He will take it back. Our King will conquer back this earth. And we are shortly before it, that God's kingdom would become visible on this earth, and that all governments and human rule would be abolished. The time is really short, and we saw that clearly this morning. But the Lord will not do that just out of heaven, sitting there above. But actually, on this earth, with us, He's building His kingdom. He's building Zion. We are here, the rule where God rules on earth. And through us, through Zion on this earth, God will conquer the earth again. The last 10 years, we spoke a lot about the priesthood. Since 2014, God showed us we are a kingdom of priests. And we emphasized the priesthood a lot. And the Lord introduced us more and more into the priesthood. But it's not just about the priesthood. It's a kingdom of priests. And now, before the Lord comes back, He wants to show us and bring us into the experience of His ruling. That He really rules and He's a king on the throne. And we become one with His ruling. And that's what we see here in Psalm 132. It says here in verse 12, "Now if your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony which I shall teach them, their sons also shall sit upon your throne forevermore." That's a promise to David, what God promised to David. So God gave this promise that we, as His people, if we are faithful to Him, that we shall sit with Him on His throne, together with Him. That's our destiny, and that's God's purpose from the beginning on. That we saw that yesterday in the meeting. And we read Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. We read and heard this verse so many times, that God has called us to be kings and priests. He made us to be that, to be kings and priests. And it's not only, it doesn't say only priests, but it also says kings, meaning we to rule and reign with the Lord. And that's very important before the king comes back. When you look at the Lord Himself, the Lord Jesus, on one side He is a priest, He is the high priest, but He is not only high priest, He is also a king. Yesterday night we heard about Melchizedek. He was a priestly king. The Lord is a priest, but he's also a king. In the Lord, you see those two united. When you see in the former times, there were always two lines. The line of the kingdom, the kingship, and there's the line of the priestship, the priesthood. Moses was to rule, and Aaron was the priest. But the Lord Jesus is both. He's Melchizedek, the kingly priest. With the Lord, we have received a kingdom, a kingship, and a priesthood. So the kingdom is not just, well, okay, there's this fact, there's a truth, it's a kingdom in the Word, but actually it must be our experience today. In the church, in Zion, especially Zion, emphasizes this ruling. Many times we talk about Zion and Jerusalem. And in Zion, you see out of Zion, God is ruling. That's where his throne is. And from there, he will rule over all his enemies. And the Lord wants to introduce us into this reality. Hebrews 7 talks about that as well. Talks about this Melchizedek. This Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God who met Abraham. Hebrews 7, verse 1. The Lord gave us this kingdom, the kingship, and meaning we need to experience him as the king, how he is ruling. And he will rule out of Zion. We all know Psalm 110, right? We read this psalm so many times in the last weeks and months. And that shows God wants to bring us further, introducing us more into his kingdom and his kingship. Psalm 110, it says, he will not regret. Verse 4, the Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. And then verse 5 of Psalm 110, the Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. We just saw it very clearly. Of course, he's using men, but it's God, the Lord himself, who is ruling over the earth. Isn't that wonderful to see? Many people are scared and are wondering what's happening. And are worried. And if you just read this news, of course you will be worried. And you think, you just see the evil, and you think Satan is ruling. But we see that it's not Satan who is in control, but the Lord is holding the scepter and is ruling. And that's very precious to see. And we need to become one with his ruling. And that's why he talks to us about Zion. And he made us, brought us to Zion. And also in Exodus chapter 19, we see the same thing. God made his people to be a kingdom of priests. That's God's purpose. Today, he wants us to rule together with him as a kingly priesthood, a royal priesthood. That's our calling. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We see that those two really belong together. It's not a new topic that we start to talk about Zion now. No. There's no kingdom without a priesthood. Those two are one. It's a kingdom of priests. So through the priestly service in the past years, the Lord prepared us to reign with him in his kingdom. Also in the Old Testament, you see in Israel, all the kings who ruled, it was always the state of their kingdom was dependent on the priesthood. In which condition the priesthood was, that influenced also the kingdom. If the priesthood was holy and sanctified and serving the Lord, Then the kingdom was firm and established, and all the enemies were under their feet. But when they start to run after idols and worship other things and worship the idols, then the kingdom was going down. The enemies come and attack and take over. And the best example is Solomon. When he started to stop or neglect the priesthood and start to worship other gods, then his kingdom went down and other people came and ruled over Israel. You really see how those two go together, belong together. The kingdom and the priesthood are one thing. And they both serve God's ruling. Praise the Lord. So we need to be such people who have God's kingdom in their heart, just like David. He had this kingdom of God in his heart. He had the worship in his heart and the kingdom. The ruling of God, he really kept that in his heart. And there's this one psalm, Psalm 84, that says, "Blessed is the man whose ways are leading up to Zion." And such a heart we need today. Like we saw this morning, how God wants to rule over this earth. Is our heart following that way? Is our heart also ascending to Zion? We want the Lord to rule over this earth. And that finally his dominion would start, his kingdom would start on this earth. Psalm 2, for example, says, we said God will reign from Zion. And Psalm 2 says, I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. Psalm 2, verse 6. God has established his king on the hill of Zion, on the mountain of Zion. And from there, he wants to rule. And Zion, it's named also the city of the great king. So today, if we are in Zion, we are in the city of the great king. It's not just somebody who is reigning, but the Lord himself who is reigning. The great king. Psalm 48 says, beautiful in elevation. The joy of the whole world is a holy mountain, is Mount Zion. And it will be shortly revealed to this whole earth, actually, to all the nations, that there's just one mountain on this whole earth, Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. It will be in elevation. It will be beautiful in elevation. Just in a short while, that there will be just one mountain elevated. And today, God wants to build with us this city, the city of the great king. Thank you, Lord. And that's why today, we are seeking to have the reality of Zion. It's not so easy just to say, well, we are Zion. Of course, we could say that, oh, we are Zion, and we write it on our homepage and on the sign at our door. No. The Lord wants to bring us into the reality that we are Zion. That he is really the one who is ruling. And that's the question. Who is ruling in our lives? Who is ruling in our thoughts? When we hear such a word as this morning, our heart needs to turn to the Lord. When we see that he comes to rule this whole, to judge the whole earth, then my prayer is, Lord, reign in me. I pray oftentimes that the Lord would rule in my heart, also in my thoughts. He really must be our king. Of course, personally, we need to experience that he's our king. But also in the church, who is ruling among us? It's the city of the great king. I would really need to experience that the Lord has the authority among us, that the Spirit has the authority. that it may be His ruling. And just as we heard yesterday, to have this fear of the Lord is mighty and awesome. We really need such a fear of the Lord to humble ourselves before Him. On this earth, you see so much unrighteousness, so much lawlessness and evilness. And this whole earth is filled with evil. But the Lord is so different. The Lord is not like the rulers of this earth. His ruling is a very different rule. He is ruling with righteousness and with law. Like Isaiah says, the law and righteousness are the foundations of His throne. Where the Lord reigns, there will be righteousness and law and order. On this earth, you see the opposite. There is no law anymore. On paper, of course, you have a law. But the law is not executed. Especially those who are in control, the rulers, they can do what they want. There is no law for them. But the Lord will reign in righteousness. And here in Zion, so we need to see and experience the Lord's righteousness. To experience and live His righteousness and His law. Because God wants to take back this earth out of Zion. So today, if we don't live and experience His righteousness, then how can we conquer this earth? The Lord is talking to us about Zion. And He wants to reveal His law, His order, His righteousness, and His law through us on this earth, that we represent His kingdom and His righteousness here. So today, it's really about the reality of Zion that we need. We see that also in Peter, the epistle of Peter. Peter speaks about the priesthood, and he, in the same chapter, he talks about the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone laid in Zion, and he who believes in Him will not be put to shame. So today, if we are Zion today, then there will be a chief cornerstone. Everything will be directed to the Lord. Whatever we think, also our families should be focused and directed to the Lord. All our decisions, how we talk. Christ is the chief cornerstone. Meaning His nature and His character should rule in us, in our thoughts and our intentions. In Zion, there is the Lord as a chief cornerstone, meaning all must be focused and directed unto Him. That's our direction, our focus, that He would rule in all our hearts, our thoughts, personally, in each one of us, but also in our families, and when we come together, we must experience His ruling and His righteousness and His law. And Zion is also the city of peace. Melchizedek is also the king of peace. That's the result of righteousness, right? If we have the Lord's righteousness and His law, there will be peace. And on the other side, if we don't have peace in our hearts or in our families, then we are not fully under His ruling. Then we need to come to the Lord. Lord, I come under your ruling, under your dominion. Show me in my heart where I'm still rebellious. Show me where I'm not under your kingship. When you have the peace, you will see that God is ruling there. Because He is the King of Salem, the King of Peace. And when the Lord comes on this earth, it will be a kingdom of peace. Today, people try to make peace, right? But it will never work. It will never work. Don't be part of that if people try to make peace, okay? Because it's a waste of time. When people try to save the world and make peace, it will not work. Much better come to Zion and come under His ruling, under His kingship. Then it will work. Then you will have peace. He will make peace on this whole world. It's so important to experience that today already. Because He wants to bring His kingdom on the earth through us. How can He bring His kingdom on earth if we can't have peace among us? How can we bring peace to this whole earth in that situation, that condition? It won't work. That's why today we need to learn to come under His ruling, to humble our hearts, to purify us, to put our will under His ruling. My will, oftentimes I want different things, but I need to learn to submit my will under His ruling. You know, the priests, they have no own will or desire anymore. They have learned to submit everything under the Lord. So we need to learn not to live just as we want and in our way, but to learn to live under His ruling in every aspect. Praise the Lord. And this will really raise up and establish His kingdom among us. And then He can use us to put up His kingdom on this earth, on this whole earth. And we just heard this morning how the Lord is doing big things and great things there in Iran. And He has planned it and fulfills His word at the right time, just as we heard. But still, the Lord is doing it not independently and by Himself only, but He needs us. And that's why He's talking to us in that way, that we may be one with His will and intercede for His will, His kingdom on this earth. Since 10 years, the Lord already speaks to us what He wants to do on earth. And I'm deeply impressed about it. I need to testify. Everything the Lord showed us, it happened. It was fulfilled. So the Lord is preparing us and is taking us along in that what He wants to do. There's this verse in Amos, right, that He will reveal His secrets, His mysteries to the prophets. In Psalms, maybe, yeah. The Lord is not just doing something without letting us know. He lets us know what He wants to do. And why is that? Just for us to be aware and our curiosity is satisfied? No. He lets us know these things because we are His kingdom. And that we may be one with His will and rule together with Him. We are also standing in this fight, right? Just like Ephesians says, our warfare is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and powers in the heavens. That's what we are standing here for and fighting. Last Tuesday, the prayer meeting, the incense altar, it was really a bomb. The last prayer meeting that we had here. It was so precious. Because we were fully one with the Lord's will. And we are manifesting the kingdom of God through our prayer. And also when the Lord can deal with our nature, with our character, we bring the kingdom of God on this earth. That's why the priestly service is so important. How can the Lord change us to become, to transform us? There's no other way than just by practicing the priesthood. If He cannot change our nature, our character, then we are just the same as those who are in control now, who are ruling now. Do you think we are better? No, we are corrupted. We have all the flesh, a corrupted flesh. We are sinners. And you think if you would be in that position, you would do a better job? No. We are just the same. Fallen. That's why the Lord has to change us and transform us, change our character. And for this purpose, the Lord gave us the priestly service. On one side, the priestly service is to worship the Father and to satisfy Him. And on the other side, the priestly service is for our transformation, that He would make us new people, different people, because we gain His nature. In Zion, it's about His nature. It's about His nature that we need to reign with Him in His kingdom. That's why we see that both go together and are so important. It's so important that we grow more in the priestly service. We experience the Lord more. And that He can fully transform us. That's why in the following meetings in this conference, we will enter in detail into the priestly services. Because they will equip us to reign with the Lord when He comes. The priestly services prepare us for His to rule with Him. We really need to thank Him that He called us to serve Him as priests. Where would we stand today without the priestly service? How much salvation did the Lord give us? And when we consider Zion, David said he conquered this mountain Zion, this fortress. David did not just, when he conquered it, it was just not like he went for a walk. Well, I go for a walk in the mountains and I take that mountain. No, it was a war. It was a combat. When we want to conquer Zion, it's a struggle. It's a warfare. You need to conquer it. And that shows us a principle. It's a warfare. It's easy to say, well, we are Zion, or we are in Zion. But to have the reality and the nature of Zion, that's something you need to conquer. That's something you need to conquer. And that's also our experience, right? If you want the Lord to reign in you, is that such an easy thing? Just for the Lord to reign in my thoughts, it's really a struggle. It's really a combat. It's a constant war that I'm fighting in my will, in my thoughts, or with the flesh. It's a constant war. But we want to be under the Lord's ruling. We want to have the reality that the Lord is ruling. And that's something you need to conquer. It will not happen just like that. We need this prayer, Lord, we want to be in Zion. Some people say, oh yeah, you say you're Zion, you're so proud, you're the only ones. No, that's not the point. We don't say we are the ones. No, we want to be. We want to be on this holy, this special mountain where the Lord rules. Don't you want to experience that? Amen. David saw this preciousness of the Mount Zion. That's why he conquered it. That's this precious place where the Lord reigns, and there I want to be. And it should be so precious for us as well. Lord, we want to be this place where you reign, where you are the king. And it should be my experience personally, but also together. We need that experience. We don't say we are in the form that we are like proud and elevating us. No. But it's the desire of our heart that what the Lord has revealed us about Zion, that this may be our reality. It's not so easy to have the reality of Zion. Hebrews chapter 12 says, you have come to Mount Zion. But it's not just the Mount Zion, but also the festal gathering. There's so many aspects of Zion that you need to have the reality. It's about the perfection. When you think about Zion and his ruling, then we are talking about ending this age. And that the Lord can perfect us, that we would be fully under his ruling. And look at the experience of David and all the Psalms. It's an experience of fighting, but also of victory. It's about this reality that we need. Today, if we are in Zion, we will have so many wonderful and great experience with our great King. Do you think this great King is ruling and we don't see his works? No, that can't be. When the great King is ruling, we will also have great and precious experiences of his ruling. How this the enemies are under our feet, personally, but also as a church. How the enemy is losing land. He's pushed back, and the Lord's glory is made big. That's what we need to experience today in Zion. The last times I was reading in the Psalms, and the Psalms are a book of experience. You see the experience that we need to make with the Lord. And when you read the latter Psalms, at the end, there's only praise. There's only praise for God. So when we praise the Lord, it's not just something coming from our throat. That praise that comes just from your lips or your throat, it's no praise. But a true praise is based on your experience with the Lord. How he delivered you from the enemies. How Satan was put under your feet. How the Lord is ruling on this earth. This will produce a true praise. And that experience is what we need. Then you don't need to have an effort to praise him. But it will produce a praise in you. And in Zion, it's a place where there is such a praise for God. If you're looking for a place where he is really receiving praise, that is Zion for sure. In Babylon, there's a lot of fighting, like arguments. Many people today think they are worshiping and praising God, but praise actually goes together with the experience, with the reality. Then there will be a true praise. And you will gain that only when you fight for it, when you struggle, when you fight. What did the Lord say in Matthew? How do you gain the kingdom? It says, the violent take it by force in Matthew 11. When he talks about the kingdom, he says, the violent take it by force. So today, if we want to be his kingdom, if we want to be in Zion, under his kingship, under his ruling. You know, today we all standing under Satan's ruling. Our flesh is fallen. Also our soul is fallen under sin. And we need to use violence to come under his ruling. It's a spiritual warfare about the reality. The violent take it by force. And only if you fight this war, you will experience the victory. When David would not have fought the war, and rather he ran away from the lions and all the enemies, he would not experience the Lord's victory. But today, if we start to fight this war that the Lord has put us in, we will also experience his victory. And if we all experience this, the Lord's victory throughout the week, then what you will come together on the Sunday and praise him. You don't need to somebody to encourage you. Come, brother, praise the Lord. No, His praise will flow over from you. Amen. The Lord will reign over all His enemies out of Zion. And this really needs to be our experience today. We read Psalm 132 in the beginning, right? Psalm 132, verse 18. It says, His enemies I will clothe with shame. Isn't that precious? Today, the enemy seems to be so mighty and doing so much. But God will clothe him with shame. He will be put to shame in the end. For everything the enemy did. Isn't that precious? Sometimes we experience attacks. We realize some situations in the last week where I realized that the enemy is standing up. He's fighting against our soul. He's fighting in the families and also the church. Suddenly, things came up where I thought, what's that? And the Lord showed me, this is the enemy. This is this war. Now, take the Lord's victory. Don't react in your soul. Don't react in your mind. Take the Lord and stand. There was one situation the past week where I was discouraged. And I thought, why is this happening? Just let it go. I wanted to give up, really. But the Lord encouraged me. Fight. Stand. And in all situations, the Lord really gave the victory. And in the end, there's praise. And the enemy is put to shame. He has to crawl away. He is under our feet. And we are strengthened and we have experienced His glory. That's really precious. I experienced that several times in a week. Suddenly, at home in the family, there was a situation that I had never before. It was like a big mountain suddenly there. But thank the Lord for the Mount Zion. It's higher than all other mountains. And all other mountains will be made flat. And there's just one mountain elevated, which is Mount Zion. That should be our experience today. If we experience that today, we will have a foretaste of Zion. Thank the Lord, how He is ruling over all His enemies. In Psalm 76, we already heard about it this morning. In Salem, the city of peace, He says He breaks the arrows of the enemy. And all His army. Isn't that precious? We really want to experience that. How He puts to shame all attacks of Satan. Beginning of this week, I told the Lord, Lord, if the enemy attacks, I don't just want to see and recognize the attack, but I also want to see your victory. If you allow Satan to attack, then please also show me your victory. We enter into trouble or difficult situations, and the enemy tries to use a lot of things. But then let us hold on the Lord and experience His victory and His ruling. That we come under His ruling and we experience His victory. Then we will truly experience Psalm 110. How the Lord reigns and sends the rod of His strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. This shall be our experience and our reality. Psalm 48 says 4 to 6, For behold, the kings assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled, they hastened away. Fear took hold of them there, and pain. The Lord gives us not just a slight victory, a little victory, But here we see how God is dealing with his enemy. The enemy shall marvel. when this enemy attacks us, he shall be marveled. He shall be surprised. And today, if we are in Zion, we will experience that. And many times we may not think like that. We just think of ourselves like poor and pitiful and miserable because we look at ourselves. But do we have the Lord before our eyes? Outwardly, we may be just a few people. Not great people. But the Lord has revealed to us Zion to take back this whole earth. The true warfare is not led by Trump or Israel. And the true warfare is not, the true combat is not decided by bombs or rockets or missiles. Nowadays, they use these big, heavy missiles. Tons of missiles who penetrate meters and many meters of concrete to break all these fortresses and the bunkers. But that's not the true warfare. We are actually fighting this true warfare here. Our warfare is not with flesh and blood. They also fight, and the Lord uses it for his purpose. But the true combat, the true war, is with the principalities and powers of the darkness. We see that with Daniel. And Daniel started to pray. This war in heaven broke out. And now this is our job and our task to fight this war. That's how he will conquer and take back the earth. So today, if he has this reality of Zion with us, he can conquer the earth. That's so mighty. Outwardly, we cannot do anything. We have no power and authority outwardly. Even not against the authorities here in Stuttgart. We cannot do anything. But here, the spiritual warfare, we have this authority of the Lord. And that's powerful. We have a great lever to fight back against Satan. That's why the building up of Zion is essential for bringing God's kingdom on this earth. God is doing his thing outwardly. He has installed this new modern-day Cyrus. He has installed and established Netanyahu and all those that he needs. But now he needs us to fight, and in this war, he needs the reality of Zion with us. And when we see that, we need to seek and come under his ruling quickly to tell him, Lord, I come under your ruling. Yeah, thank the Lord for this. And in Psalm 132, there are many things to say about Zion, but I want to mention one thing. One more thing I want to mention. Psalm in verse in Zion. Psalm 132. I need to open it. Verse 15, I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Amen. Thank the Lord. Zion is really the place of food. It's a place of food, of provision. And that reminds us of the priesthood, right? When you think of the showbreads in the tabernacle, it's a special food. And we are so grateful for that to the Lord. What the Lord is speaking here, it's food for us. The word, what we heard also this morning about the signs of time, it is food for us. It saves us and gives us a focus. It's a special food. I will bless abundantly her provision. This is a characteristic of Zion. You know, the word that the Lord is speaking in the meetings, it's my salvation. Really, I need to testify that. How can I experience salvation without the speaking of the Lord? It's impossible. We need His speaking. We don't need theology or interpretations about the Lord. That won't save you. But here in Zion, there's living food. And this food will save us and strengthen us. It says here, I will clothe her priests with salvation. Verse 16. Where do you need to be to experience the salvation? Is there salvation in Babylon? No, at the end there's judgment. And if you're still there, you may be judged as well. But in Zion, there's true salvation. This is our experience. I really thank the Lord for the provision, for the food in Zion. It is truly our salvation. And we need to eat that food and experience salvation. The word is not for information or for doctrine. It is for our food. And it will save us. It will make us one with the Lord and equip us for the Lord. This is what we need to experience. Amen. Thank the Lord. It's a special food. Like it says in Psalm 107, verse 20, He sent His word and healed them. Amen. This is what His word is there for. And also this conference is for this purpose. He speaks His words, He sends His word and heals us. His word is the best medicine. It has the power to heal us. My spirit, soul, and even the body. What a strength, what a power has the word of God. When He speaks something in Zion, it will happen. And that's what we need to experience. That His word heals us. And it does not only heal us. The second part says, and deliver them from their destructions. Deliver them from their pitfalls. Last week, I need to confess, the word of God really saved me and delivered me out of many pitfalls, many graves. Many potholes, yeah. I thank the Lord for all that He saved us from all the graves. You know, there's so many graves, the religion, our flesh, the self, so many pitholes that He is putting in our ways to make us fall. But He delivers us. Through His living speaking, He heals us and delivers us from our potholes. Yeah, thank the Lord for His living speaking. It delivers us out there. It heals us and strengthens us to do His will. How can you do His will? You have no strength if you don't eat the Word. Only through the food that He supplies, it is possible. That's why we need a priestly service. This is where you learn to eat the Lord. You learn also to prepare food for the household. Yeah, we will fellowship about that in the meeting, in the conference. Thank the Lord for all salvation from the sin and from our flesh. And thank the Lord for the feast of unleavened bread that also strengthens us to do God's will. thank the Lord also for the Feast of Reconciliation, that we come under His ruling. You see how the priestly service is important. Amen. Thank the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our praise has to increase. And for that, we need many experiences with the Lord. You know, the mountain of Zion is firm because the whole world is shaking. The Lord also showed us how even the nature is shaking, many earthquakes. The politics are falling apart. The religion is being judged. Everything is judged. And I work in a school, and every day they think so hard how to give the children a future in this world. But there is no future. There is no future. It will all be destroyed. But the Mount Zion is a mountain that does not shake, that is not moved. Psalm 125, right? Psalm 125. Cannot be moved. Thank the Lord for Mount Zion. Psalm 125 and verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Amen. Everything is passing away, even the religion. But Mount Zion will abide forever. Meaning, Mount Zion is the only place where you can be today, to be not shaken. This mountain will stay, will remain. It abides forever. Forever. Isn't that precious? Today, if we are in Zion and building Zion, and we have the reality of Zion, we will abide forever. That's so precious. We need that before our eyes. If you love the world, then just shortly reflect, how long will it abide? It may be tomorrow, it may be gone. But the Mount Zion remains, abides forever. Those who trust in the Lord. In whom do you trust? You trust in man, or do you trust yourself? No, don't trust yourself. It's healthy if you don't trust yourself. Your self-confidence, self-trusting has to be terminated. But if you trust in the Lord, you will be like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. Thank the Lord for Mount Zion. That's why you need to leave religion. You need to leave Babylon behind. This morning we heard in Revelation 17 and 18, there are two chapters showing the judgment over Babylon. Nothing will remain. Nothing will stay there. It will be shaken heavily. That's why we need to come to Zion today. And in Zion, we see in Psalm 126 how He brings back the captivity of Zion. And I want to experience that even more. That's a great joy, how He is gathering His people when He experiences the reality of Zion. This must be the desire in our heart today. And the ways should lead upwards unto Zion, to Zion in our hearts. This should really fill our hearts. Of only one thing, a way leading up to Zion. Lord, give us the reality of Zion. Oh Lord, perfect Your kingdom and Your priesthood with us. We thank You, Lord, for this kingdom of priests, for what You have called us.